CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. So good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 2nd of February 2014. Here are the main news headlines. New TX Factor online TV show announced. Amateur DXing at 500 million miles. Temporary top band permits for Portuguese amateurs. Bob McCready, G0FGH, Mike March, G1IAR, and Nick Bennett, 2E0FGQ, will be hosting a new streamlined TV show TX Factor, which goes live on Friday the 21st of February. The show aims to explore all aspects of our diverse and fascinating hobby. The free-to-view programme can be seen via www.txfactor.co.uk and should be compatible with phones, tablets and smart TVs. Two amateurs have successfully heard signals from the European Space Agency's Rosetta comet-seeking probe. The first was James Miller, G3RUH. He reports reception of Rosetta when it was at a distance of some 500 million miles from Earth. James accomplished this feat using a 20-metre dish at the Bochum Observatory in Germany at 0934 UTC on the 21st of January. The frequency was 8421.7869 MHz at the spacecraft. Also successful in hearing Rosetta was Bertrand Pinel, F5PL in France, using a 3.5-metre dish. The Portuguese telecommunications regulator has granted Portuguese amateurs the temporary use of the 1.850 to 2 MHz band. According to Portugal's National Amateur Radio Society, this will permit Portuguese radio amateurs the ability to participate in more radio sports competitions during 2014. The AMSAT FunCubes team has announced that the latest version of the dashboard software, version 820, can now be downloaded. They've also made a few changes to the way fitter messages are handled or displayed on the data warehouse. Check the changes at http://warehouse.funcube.org.uk. Users of 70 MHz will be interested to know that the WG2XPN beacon on 70.005 MHz is active all year round and not just in summer. Sadly, there have been no reports from IARU Region 1 since the new year. The beacon transmits in CW, running 3 kilowatts ERP, beamed at 60 degrees towards Europe. It uses a three-element Yagi at 15 metres above ground on the peak of Apple Orchard Mountain along the Blue Ridge Mountain range of Virginia State. Maidenhead Square is Fox Mike 07 Fox Mike. The current TE6U operation from Afghanistan has been approved for DXCC credit. That operation will continue until the 3rd of May. Also approved is the 7Z1ES operation from Saudi Arabia. Former Enfield Southgate MP Michael Portillo was shown how to send Morse code on the BBC TV by Chelmsford radio amateur Peter, M0BHY, in the programme Great British Railway Journeys. Although originally broadcast on the 28th of January, you can now watch it at bbc.co.uk/programs/B00XGQXY. If you scroll through to 22 minutes 30 seconds in the show, you'll arrive at the Morse demonstration. The final results for the 41st Marconi Memorial Contest 144 Meg CW contest, organised by ARI Bologna, are available on the IARU Region 1 website, www.iaru-rfigure1.org. It appears the highest placed UK station was G4DHF in IO92UU. Congratulations to all the winners. Karl Lutzschwab, K9LA, a regular lecturer on top band matters, at the RSGB convention has been named the winner of the Bill Orr W6SAI Technical Writing Award for 2013. The ARRL Foundation selected Carl for his article The Sun and the Ionosphere that appeared in the March 2013 issue of QST. Weekly rallies now. The 29th Canvey Radio and Electronics Rally takes place today at the Paddocks Long Road, Canvey Island, Essex, SS80JA, at the southern end of the A130. Opening at 10:30, there's free car parking, the usual range of trade stands, catering and disabled facilities. Details from Vic Rogers, G6BHE, 01702 308562, or online www.southessex-ars.co.uk. Also today is the Pencoed Amateur Radio Club tabletop sale, which takes place at Pencoed RFC, Philinda Road, Pencoed, Charlie Fox 33 5PB. Visitors should come off the M4 at junction 35, opening at 9:30. Admission is £2. On-site catering. Details from Jerry Day, 01656860761. Sunday the 9th of Feb sees the Harwell Radio and Electronics Society Rally at Didcot Leisure Centre, Mearland Road, Didcot. Talk is on S22 and there's free car parking. Opening time is 10 a.m. Admittance £3, with under 12s going in free. There'll be trade stands, flea market, special interest groups, catering and disabled facilities. Details from Anne, G8NVI, 01235816379, or www.g3pia.org.uk. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear on future editions of our GB2RS News or in Radcom, please email details to gb2rs at rsgb.org.uk. The Brazilian Amateur Radio League says that it'll be celebrating its 80th anniversary throughout the month of February by conducting a special on-the-air operation. During this period, Brazilian Amateur Radio League stations operating in various states will use the special ZZ80 prefix call sign. The operation will be on all the HF bands using various modes. All QSLs will be confirmed by a commemorative QSL card from the Brazilian Amateur Radio League. From the 8th of February to the 7th of March, PA0FAW will be using the special call sign PA400SM, celebrating 400 years of friendship between the Netherlands and Sweden. Most of this operation will be CW, but a bit of SSB in digital modes when a suitable location is available. QSLs and SWL reports to PA0FAW at hisqrz.com info. DX News now, WS5K will be operation as PJ4FOX from the island of Bonaire, IOTA reference SA006, between the 7th of Feb and the 9th of March. QSL via direct to WS5K or electronically using Logbook of the World. Seven operators will be active as 5I0DX as well as 5I0AM, WL and 5H3AN from Zanzibar Island, IOTA AF032 from the 2nd to the 13th of Feb. 5I0DX is expected to participate in the CQ Worldwide WPX RITI contest next weekend. QSL's IS0AGY, Director Bureau, Logbook of the World, and Log Search on Club Log. Tony N3ME will be active as a V47AJ from St. Kitts, NA104, until the 17th of February. He'll be operating 160 to 10 metre bands using CWSSB and RITI, including an entry in the CQWPX RITI contest. QSL Home Call Director Bureau, Logbook of the World. 510DX is operating from Zanzibar Island, IOTA reference AF032 between the 2nd and 13th of Feb. That's a repetition, I'm sure I've just read that out. IOTA chasers will have the opportunity to work four different island groups off the coast of Tanzania until the 18th of February. IOTA references AF032, AF054, AF074 and AF087. SAM F6AML will be active as 5 Hotel 1 Zulu, all bands 40 to 10 metres. CW and SSB, Sean EI2CR will be visiting Saipan in the Northern Mariana Islands between the 5th and 8th of Feb and plans to operate holiday style as KH0/EI2CR. There are also possible operations from Guam on the 3rd and 4th of February as KH2/EI2CR. Contest news, the European Phase Shift Clubs Worldwide DX contests end at noon. 2nd of February, having run for 24 hours. Activity is on PSK63 and the exchange's RST and serial number. Today, 2nd of Feb, sees the 432 Megs AFS contest from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. using all modes on 70 SEMs, the exchange's RS or RST serial number and locator. This is a Super League event. Monday, the SSB leg of the 80-metre club championship takes place 20:00 to 21:30 UTC. The exchange's signal report and serial number. Tuesday, 144 Megs UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, 8th and 9th of February, is busy. The first 1.8 Megs HF championship event contest runs from 2100 to 0100 UTC using CW and SSB, the exchange's signal report, serial number and district. The first CQ Worldwide WPX contest, RITI, takes place this month. It'll no doubt keep the data modes portion of the bands busy for the full 48 hours of the weekend of the 8th and 9th. Also the same weekend, but running for 24 hours from midday Saturday, the PACC Dutch contest is a CW and SSB event. For non-Dutch stations, there are numerous single-op categories. Work everyone, but concentrating on working the Netherlands, because multipliers are awarded for the 12 Dutch provinces. Solar factual data now for the period from Friday the 24th to Thursday the 30th of January, compiled by Neil Clark, G0CAS, on Friday the 31st of Jan. On the 27th, a large sunspot region rotated into view over the southeast limb, with it solar activity increased from low levels to moderate levels when M-class solar flares took place from this new region. Activity increased to high on the 28th when 7 M-class solar flares took place, and again on the 30th when an M6 solar flare occurred. In total, 13 M-class and 43 C-class solar flares took place during the period. Solar flux levels increased from 133 units on the 25th to 161 by the 30th. The average was 146. The 90-day solar flux average on the 30th was 152 units. That's down at the same level as the previous week. X-ray flux levels increased from B3.8 units on the 24th to C1.4 by the 28th. The average was B9.4 units. Geomagnetic activity was quiet every day and the average was AP4 units. Solar wind data from the ACE spacecraft saw solar wind speeds vary between a slow 290 km per second and 530. Particle densities were low everywhere. BZ varied between -3 and +5 nanoteslas on the quietest day and between minus and +7 nanoteslas on the remaining days. Finally, the solar forecast. This week, with the active side of the sun facing our way, solar activity is expected to be at moderate levels on most days, with a small chance that activity could increase to high on the occasional day. Solar flux levels are expected to increase into the 170s. Geomagnetic activity is expected to be at quiet levels, but activity should increase slightly towards next weekend. However, there is a slight chance that if an Earth-directed coronal mass ejection took place, then activity would increase. MUFs during daylight hours to equal latitude should be about 36 megs. Darkness hour lows should be about 9. Paths this week to India should have a maximum usable frequency with a 50% rate of about 35 megs. The optimum working frequency with a 90% success rate will be more like 29 megs. Best time to try this path, that's to India, will be between 0800 and 1300 hours UTC. And that's it for another week from the Propagation team. You're listening to GB2RS. Here now is the news for the UK Midlands. Please note that details of all RSGB-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website, including email addresses and website links. Oh, so here we go with news for the Midlands. We start with news that, subject to demand, Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Groups plans to run an advanced course in Derby from March to May. It will include home study seminars and lectures. For further information, contact Ken Francom, G3OCA 01332 72976. Now for news from clubs that have several activities, Withal Radio Club is taking part in the 432 MHz affiliated societies contest today from 9 a.m. and has a club net on 145.225 megs from 8 p.m. today and next Sunday. Monday sees the 80-metre club championship contest SSB leg from 8 p.m. plus the second part of the foundation course. On Tuesday there's a Morse class at 7:45 and a free and easy evening from 8:15. Alongside the 144 megs UK activity contest, the Friday Shack social commences at 7:30, and next Sunday there's a trip to the Didcot Rally starting at 8 a.m. Details from Chris G0EYO 07710412819. Coventry Amateur Radio Society has its club net on Monday on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. Malta Paukis is on Friday. Contact John, G8SEQ, 07958777363. Lincoln Shortwave Club is taking part in the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. Wednesday sees Shack Activities and a Natter Night from 7:30. The repeater net is on GB3LM from 8 p.m. on Thursday, and on Saturday, new licensees mentoring and the Saturday surgery. More from Pam Rose, G4STO 01427788356. Rugby ATS is taking part in the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest on Tuesday, along with radio operation and projects. There's a committee meeting and general radio and technical activities on Saturday. Contact Steve G8LYB 01788578940. South Birmingham Radio Society has its regular coffee morning in the Shack from 11 a.m. on Tuesday. On Thursday there are training classes with Dave Murphy, G8OWL, and Friday sees work in the Shack. Contact Gemma Gordon, M6GKG, by email gemmagordon.m6gkg@gmail.com. Back to the traditional listing in date order, Sunday Central Radio Amateur Circle is taking part in the 144 Megs UK Activity Contest. Details from Martin Hallard, G1TYV 07906 905071. Monday, Aldridge and Bar Beacon Amateur Radio Club is on the air. Contact Albert, G0KFS 019-226-14169. On Monday, Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronics Society is having a talk on astronomy. Details from N2E1GKY 01242699595. Still on Monday, Sutton Coalfield Amateur Radio Society is holding an open net on 145.250 megs from 7:30 p.m. More from Robert Bird, spirit.guide@hotmail.co.uk. Tuesday, Derby and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a junk sale. Contact Richard Buckby, email radio@dadars.org.uk. Still on Tuesday, Dudley and District Amateur Radio Society is taking part in the 2-metre UK Activity Contest. Details from Carl Roberts, M0ZCR, email to m0zcr@live.co.uk. Tuesday, Loughborough and District Amateur Radio Club is revisiting valve testers. More from Chris, G1ETZ 01509504319. On to Wednesday, Midland Amateur Radio Society is holding training classes, an open meeting, and putting the Shack on the air. Details from Norman, G8BHE 07808078003. Wednesday, South Kesteven Amateur Radio Society is having an informal evening. Contact Nigel, M0CVO 01476402550. Still on Wednesday, Telford and District Amateur Radio Society is holding a committee meeting and putting GX3ZME on the air and holding the under £5 construction competition. Contact Mike, G3JKX 01952299677. On Friday, Bromsgrove and District Amateur Radio Club is having a VHF night. Contact Chris at M0BQE 01905776869. Northampton Radio Club is holding a foundation and intermediate training weekend on the 8th and 9th of February at the club premises. More from John Cockerill, G4CZB, email g4czb@hotmail.co.uk. And that's it for another week.